about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
And we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. Happy birthday to the Girl Scouts. Apparently, the Girl Scouts are celebrating their 100th anniversary. Now, what's interesting is a lot of people don't really know the history of Girl Scouts. All right. Apparently, the founder was Juliet Gordon Lowe. This was back in 1912. But prior to that, she had married a gentleman, 26-year-old William Mackay Lowe, an English aristocrat, very wealthy. December 21, 1886. I believe she was from the States and they moved to England. She left Savannah, Georgia. I believe she was from Savannah, Georgia. Now, she was kind of, you know, a bigwig on the social scene, but apparently he cheated on her. And he had an affair with a woman named Anna Bateman and become huge public knowledge. This was a huge story. If we're going back 100 years, this would be a big, big, huge story. Well, anyway, she wants to divorce him. Well, he gets ill. So she stops the divorce proceedings and decides to tend to him and nurse him. Okay? Well, he ends up getting better and then sees Miss Bateman. She starts to reinitiate the divorce. While this is happening, he dies, and he leaves everything in his will to the mistress. So now she is, of course, destitute. So from what we understood, then this is just a cool story, okay? She was 45 years old, and she felt like a failure. She wrote her mother, you know, she says, "I'm an idle woman of the world with no real work or duties." This is the woman that eventually makes the Girl Scouts. Amazing stuff. She's like, "I'd like to get away from the world somewhere to work at sculpturing, start to do some work life." So apparently she met Robert Baden Powell, who was founder of Boy Scouts and Girl Guides in England. All right. Now, she got very excited by his youth movement, started leading groups called Girl Guides. Then she formed the first troop of 18 American Girl Guides. She apparently came back, I think, to the U.S. And then March 12, 1912, was the date, oh, which is today, wow, where the first Girl Scouts were born. Now, apparently she wanted to teach them, apparently the purpose, the organization back in 1912 was to train girls to take their rightful places in life, first as good women, then as good citizens, wives, and mothers. Now, you know, if you really look at that statement, that, you know, I was expecting the statement to be, all right, we're supposed to tend to our husbands and, you know, please. No, it wasn't like that. I mean, look at it. To train girls to take the rightful places in life, first as good women, then as good citizens, wives, and mothers. Many of you would look at this, you know, from a religious standpoint. Okay, you be a good person. You also be a good citizen. You be a good wife, good mother, etc. I mean, whether in that order or not. So that's kind of interesting stuff. So apparently back then, they emphasized the domestic skills for homemaking, of course, cooking, running a hygienic kitchen, taking care of sick children. Yeah, and again, that was huge. Okay, remember, doctors weren't as plentiful. There were many things mom had to do. And knowing how to take care of a sick child was very important. You know, we moms know way less about medicine than moms back then, if you guys think about it, right? I mean, I remember just my mom. My mom knew so much. I mean, still to this day, my mom is better than any other doctor that's taken care of me. I mean, my mom just knows me. And it was just something that was a part of your training. You had to know how to deal with these things. You learned it from grandma and great grandma and the neighbors and the wives. And, you know, they huddled and taught each other, et cetera. You know, I mean, yeah, you'd still go to a doctor. But nowadays, we just rely on going to the doctor, calling in a prescription. You know, yes, they had elixirs back then and certain things, but I mean, you know, there were ice baths mom used to do and, you know, sometimes give the kid a little brandy. I mean, there were little things that moms would know what to do, herbs and certain soups. And, you know, we just don't learn that. I was a Girl Scout for a little while when I was growing up, and it was fabulous. They taught you so many things, okay? I guess they also, back then, well, did get patches for flying, telegraph skills, typing, and farming. So that was kind of interesting. Now, of course, you know, they're getting careers in science and technology and engineering and mathematics and, you know, first aid know-how and amazing things you could get your patches for. It's, you know, I wish more kids did them. I don't see Brownies and Girl Scouts as often as we used to. Do we still have that? You know, I mean, I just have noticed in the last 10 years of practice, I used to have kids come in their brownie outfits. You don't really see that as much anymore. I wish, though, like Boy Scouts. You know, one of my sons is actually interested in doing that. I think it's great to learn survival. I'm actually going to be taking a course this summer on wilderness medicine and survival medicine so I can come back and teach you guys some cool stuff. It's going to be good. I mean, I hate leaving the radio and taking off, but this is a course that's important. And, you know, when you're a doctor, you need to do medical training, and you need to do these continuing medical education credits. Of course, they don't want a doctor to be obsolete, so they force you to go and, you know, get these credits and take these classes, but I don't mind because you get to learn some cool stuff, so I'm excited. I'm going to be going to Bozeman, Big Sky, Montana. So good. I have affiliates in Bozeman and Big Sky, so that'll be cool. Kind of check it out, but hopefully I'll be able to come back and then just return some interesting information. Okay, very interesting show today. Apparently, some patients get into a fight in a nursing home, and one actually kills the other. We'll talk about how nursing home patients can kill each other. I mean, scary stuff, especially if one of your family members is there. And then a metal worker, this is horrible, in Austria, didn't realize two people were in a smelting furnace when he turned it on. Oh, my gosh. Safe, horrible, horrible story, but we got to talk about some safety issues there. Then I guess a firm trying to become eco-friendly has figured out that you can actually use mushrooms for packaging. Mushrooms. I just hope they don't rot. I'm sure they're pretty stinky, but we'll see that. And then I guess now doctors, residents, boy, are they lucky. They're getting to walk around with iPads. They say iPads made hospital residents more efficient. Really? In what, Angry Birds? Really? Boy, these kids have it easy. When I was a resident, I didn't get an iPad. I had to do 36-plus-hour shifts. Now, I hear these residents get to sleep. Boy, they have it easy. All right, don't go away. We'll be back on the Dr. Dolly Show. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschommel from Midas Resources. As you know, the federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it'll protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
How would you like to save over $100 on your gardening seeds this year? You can at GetSeeds.net. GetSeeds offers 100% open-pollinated, heirloom, non-hybrid, GMO-free premium vegetable seeds. On sale now for only $59 for 100 packets. Your 100 packets will include a variety of vegetable seeds, common herb seeds, and garden variety fruits. You can even collect your seeds from the plants you grow so you don't have to purchase more seeds year to year. Go to GetSeeds.net for a chance to buy your seeds at 300%+ below online retailers' prices. Save money and get non-hybrid, heirloom, GMO-free premium growing seeds at GetSeeds.net. GetSeeds.net or call us at 877-341-GROW. That's 877-341-4769. GetSeeds.net.
2012 is finally here, and while the government racks up another $1 trillion in debt, the IRS is hard at work collecting. In fact, they're even sending agents to some people's homes in place of business. If you owe back taxes, have years of unfiled tax returns, or are receiving threatening letters or phone calls, call the tax division of the law offices of Craig Zimmerman at 800-652-6978. Our tax division is spearheaded by a former IRS agent with over 31 years' experience. He knows the ins and outs of the IRS and how to get them off your back once and for all. The phone call is free, and so is the consultation. So call now, 800-652-6978. That's 800-652-6978. Don't wait for agents to knock on your door. Call 800-652-6978 or visit us on the web at www.craigzlaw.com. You'll be glad you did.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? ExtendoVite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, ExtendoVite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTOR-DAHLIA. We are live 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time, 9 to midnight Eastern Time. You can call in with your medical questions, your comments, anything you want to talk about. Keep it clean, though. Keep it clean. 1-877-DOCTOR-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget also to follow me on Facebook at Dr. Dahlia, on Twitter, and, of course, you can email me questions at drdahlia.com. Okay, I almost messed up the order on that one. Boy. Whew. Okay. What happened in this nursing home? This is a fluke. But, no, I'm not talking about Sandra Fluke. You know, it's not pronounced Sandra Fluke. It's pronounced Sandra Fluck. Right? The one at the congressional hearing, right, for birth control. Yeah, Sandra Fluck. I don't like talking about that because it is too easy to mess up on radio. You got to be careful pronouncing things like that. So, no. But we're talking about a fluke here. Oak Park Nursing Home. In, I believe, Chicago, failed to supervise two patients, and it turned into a deadly fight. Apparently, two patients in the nursing home, okay, they forwarded their findings, state agency, to the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, which can now issue sanctions against them, because Annabelle Calderon, 80 years old, died of head injuries from a fight 2 days earlier at Oak Park Healthcare Center. Apparently, there was yelling. And then nurses found Calderon lying on the floor bleeding from his head while a 66-year-old resident stood behind him. The attack, they said, was unprovoked. All right, so now they're going to be looking at this as a homicide, but they're like, where the heck was the staff? They say, as the health of the two men deteriorated in recent years, nursing home records indicate both became increasingly prone to wandering, verbal outbursts, signs of forgetfulness, and aggressive disorder. They say, despite recommendations made to adjust care, staff did not follow through, the report states. And, of course, they have declined to comment. That is horrible. That is absolutely horrible. But you know what? I saw that when I was in training. I would see people start to get into a fight with each other in the hallway. You would think that even in a nursing home, they would use the right side of the hallway, right? Everybody go to the right, okay? So then if you are starting to accost somebody who is coming towards your direction in a possible head-on collision, everybody moves to their right. And you would see people get into it. You know, and I'd go up and I'd go, come on, guys, no fighting, no fighting. Who are you? You know, and then I'd be called names and they get mean. But here's the thing you do. You know, when the brain atrophies or if you have cancer that hits the frontal lobe or if you have medication errors, you could become very mean and very aggressive. Also, keep in mind, look at how us as middle-aged people, we start to lose our serotonin. I know for those of you younger people, this is what you have to look forward to. Your serotonin starts to drop, which is why many people do really well with these SSRI medications, these Zoloft, Lexapro, Prozacs, etc. It's not because they have active depression or, you know, clinical anxiety, etc. It just they start to get grumpy. And without the serotonin or with low serotonin, you get grumpy. So as we age and become golden, then we just get grumpier and grumpier and grumpier. And so, yeah, people yell, you know, I mean, and think back also to as kids. OK, remember, sometimes as we age, especially with different dementias, including Alzheimer's, you age like you're going to, you know, starting to go down in terms of children and their years. So, you know, grandpa may kind of be a 10-year-old where every now and then he forgets something, you know, tries to get out of cleaning himself, brushing his teeth, like your 10-year-old tries to do. Then a few years later they act, or maybe a few months later they start acting like an 8-year-old, forgetting a little bit more stuff, right, starting to have inappropriate outbursts, then 5-year-old, and then 4-year-old, 3, 2. You know, so think about when you have kids in these mommy and me groups or in these preschools, what do many of these kids do? Well, they punch each other. They go, get out of my way. They fight over toys and they go, ah, right? You know, very similar to what older people, you know, how we age and sometimes eventually go back to nature is almost like, you know, like keep hate bringing up Benjamin Button, but it was such a good movie. Kind of like how you just start to go back in terms of your life, you know, as a kid. And so, yes, it's not that uncommon. It's just you got to be careful because these people can fall. So a 66-year-old, somebody almost 20 years younger, you know, sends a blow to your pop. You know, he could fall, break a hip, smack his head, you know, against the wall. And also, you know, even remember, your blood vessels are very thin when you age. So it's very easy to get blunt head trauma and bleeding in the brain because you were knocked against the wall. Very easy when you're older. So very easy to get the skull cracked, etc. So just, you know, if you go and you check your loved ones that are in some of these facilities, just kind of see how everybody's interacting. Look at the staff ratio and see what's going on. Because remember, a fight could happen in a split second. Somebody gets mad, somebody ticks somebody else off, and somebody gets a blow. And you don't want to think that there could be a cause of death in a nursing home because of that. Well, there's enough to worry about. You got infections, catheters getting pulled out, lack of eating, depression. People worry about lack of care sometimes. But no, there could be homicide in these. And you just have to, you know, talk to the supervisors and go, look, how are you watching them? At 2 a.m, does somebody wander? And then can they hit my pop or my mom, et cetera? Okay. Speaking of wandering, this is a horrible case, and I'm sorry to bring this up, but this just highlights how, you know, worker safety has to be paramount and always double checked. An Australian metal worker accidentally switched on an oven that two colleagues were inside cleaning, and of course they ended up cooking to death and dying. Detectives investigated the deaths. The person who did it is just absolutely shocked. He had no idea. It's an automatic door of the oven of a factory owned by Salzburger Aluminum AG Company. All right. In Lens, Austria. The giant oven reaches a temperature of 800 degrees centigrade when it was switched on. They say the two men had been sent inside to clean the oven, had actually finished the job and left before returning a second time without informing colleagues. They also failed to instigate any of the four security measures, including putting up a sign indicating that they were inside and also failing to secure the door so that it stayed open. This is such a shame. As a result, the door had somehow swung shut, and the colleague, believing the cleaning work was finished because they already left and were outside, saw the door closed, turn the oven on. Now, I guess the gentlemen were 56 and 49 years old. Apparently, they didn't realize. They were like, where are these guys? Where, you know, what's going on? And then they started to see, they figured it out. I don't want to say what they saw. It was just absolutely, absolutely horrifying. So, you know, for those of you that work in jobs where there are, you know, lots of potential safety risks, make sure you know your rules. Those rules and those safety guidelines are there for a reason. I know we don't like administrative bureaucratic stuff. I get that. I know. I understand that, and it's very, very frustrating. But there were at least three different things that these guys could have done, right, per safety instructions that they didn't, and they end up getting cooked. It's horrible. Just absolutely horrifying. Absolutely horrified. All right, let's move on. Okay, so what's going on here with mushrooms? We're starting to go green, people. Everybody wants to go green. But this is kind of interesting. They say mushrooms can be used as packing material, so we could avoid using those little squiggly things. I got to tell you, my favorite is bubble wrap, right? Bubble wrap, absolutely. For those of you joining us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Apparently, what they're doing is they say that these roots of the mushroom called mycelium that thread beneath the soil or wood can be used as packing products. So Ecovative Design has come up with this. It's a five-year-old company, and now they are, I mean, it is just growing like crazy because their job, which I think is kind of cool, to kind of figure out ways to, you know, make things, you know, less biodegradable, or I guess, you know, leave less of a carbon footprint. I think that's kind of pretty cool. But anyway, I guess the workers there inoculate the mycelium into pasteurized bits of seed husks or plant stalks, place them mixed into clear plastic molds shaped like the desired packaging. And then I guess the mix is converted for about 5 days. The strands grow around the feedstock, acting like glue. Then it's heat dried. It kills the fungus, ensuring that the mushrooms can't sprout from it. Then, because the mycelium is cloned, the product has no spores, so no allergies. The packaging is even edible, although I wouldn't recommend you do that. Well, that's kind of cool stuff. That is kind of cool stuff. All right. I don't like mushrooms. I don't like eating them. I think they're disgusting. They're fungus. But still, you know. Oh, but they are more expensive than polystyrene, so this won't go. Everyone's trying to save money. Nah, not going to go. All right, but fungus, it's a thought. All right, guys, don't go away. We got more on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Are you having trouble paying your mortgage? Maybe your mortgage loan is upside down or in foreclosure. Maybe the bank already foreclosed on you. Don't sit around being a victim of bank fraud. Fight back. We have the tools to help you fight back. Here's how. Go to InspectorAudit.com and click on the GCN Radio Special. Order a summary audit. Find the real truth about your loan.
Maybe like me, you'll find your bank loan was paid off already. Maybe, like me, you'll find your bank defrauded you at the closing. And maybe, like me, you will go after them.
Did you know 78% of home loans in the last 10 years violated consumer credit laws? We should not let the banks get away with this fraud. Go to InspectorAudit.com and click on the GCN Radio Special. Order a summary audit today and find the truth about your mortgage loan. That's InspectorAudit.com or call 855-373-4948. That's 1-855-373-4948.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, congratulations to a woman in Southern California who gave birth to a newborn boy at a whopping 13 pounds, 14 ounces. Jaden Sigler weighed in. Apparently, he was delivered by C-section. Doctors thought he was only going to weigh about 9 pounds, but then the number jumped to 11 pounds by early March. She delivered at Tri-City Medical Center. Very interesting. The doctor's been delivering, I guess, since the 60s. All right? But whenever you hear about these big babies, you always wonder about, like, gestational diabetes. And gestational diabetes is where mom gets diabetes. And then the baby ends up becoming either diabetic or hypoglycemic. Could be very dangerous because these babies are big, sometimes can't come out of the canal. You get shoulder dystocia where you can't deliver the anterior shoulder. Sometimes you have to deliver by C-section. Sometimes still the baby could get caught under the pelvic bone. Pretty significant stuff. But they say the largest baby ever delivered was a baby born at 23 pounds, 12 ounces, January 1879. According to the Guinness Book of World Records, the newborn had died 11 hours after birth. Now, again, it could have been because gestational diabetes of the mom, baby's hypoglycemic. See, nowadays, we test for it right away. We'll even give the baby, you know, glucose. I mean, we could, you know, we could do things within minutes. But in this particular case, that was my assumption for a baby to be born that big. Now, the largest surviving birth, according to Guinness, was a boy born in 1955 who weighed 22 pounds. Can you believe that? You know, my uterus hurts just thinking about it, you know? Now, let me see what other Guinness book. Something was interesting that came out. I think the world's oldest sheep. Did you guys hear about that? I guess the world's oldest sheep was not in the Guinness book. The farmer never included the sheep. And I guess the sheep was like 25 years, 11 months old. I'm trying to remember the story. And then the sheep falls off a cliff and dies. So the sheep could have probably made it to 26 years. I think he was just eating. Yeah, here it is. World's oldest sheep falls off a cliff and dies. It's so sad. It's so sad. And the sheep never got Guinness Book of World Record credit. Isn't that a shame? Isn't that a shame? Let me see if I have a little picture of it. Not that I could show you guys. You know what? I put it on my Facebook. This is on my Facebook page if you want to. I mean, it looks good. It looks good. And I mean, you know, she died doing what she wanted to do. It just, of course, nobody could have lamb chops. Okay, that's mean. Excuse me. That's mean. That's very, very mean. Okay, I guess the oldest known sheep was 28 years old and 51 weeks. That sheep died in Wales in 1989. Boy, see, you don't really hear about this kind of stuff. I love Guinness Book of World Records. I just really dig that stuff. I think it's cool. I think it's cool. Okay. All right. Let's move on. No more sheep stories. Okay, what are these residents doing, these hospital residents? I love medical students. I love residents. I just like to give them a lot of heat for having things easier than I had them, you know? And it's good. I almost am glad I had it rough, you know, with the 36-hour shifts plus and the, you know, no computers, barely got to use a calculator. You know, we had to really work and get our fingers dirty. Well, now hospital residents get iPads. This one study showed, okay, in the Archives of Internal Medicine, that 115 internal medicine residents affiliated with the University of Chicago were given Apple iPads. Lucky them to access patient medical records. Probably ripped away, okay? All right, the hospital's paging system and medical publication that they could use their iPad for. Then a team of investigators at the medical school wanted to see if having access to tablet computers would increase the doctor's efficiency. I would get better on that paper toss game. I love that paper toss game on iPad, you know, where you pretend like you're in an office and you're throwing a piece of paper in the garbage, but there's a fan. And so you're trying to calculate how to throw based on the wind of the fan. And it's a game that you do totally to just screw around, right, on, you know, while you're supposed to be working. But I got to tell you, I got pretty good. I actually beat my kids on that. Okay, so anyway, they said the researchers found that residents, before handing over the tablet computers, let me see, 90% of them said they were using them for Angry Birds. No. The residents said the computers made them more efficient. Well, of course they want to keep the iPad. You gave them an iPad. Of course they're going to want to keep it. Come on. Self-reported data were supported by observations of the timing of orders. 5% more orders were placed before 7 a.m., rounds than before iPads were in the wards. 80% more orders were placed prior to the time teams were scheduled to leave the hospital than before the iPads were handed out. Really? Okay. Well, how does this affect you? I guess if your doctor walks in with a paper chart versus walking in with the iPad. See, here's my thing. I'm still not computer savvy. Okay, if they gave me an iPad and I wasn't used to using it, you know, even with the computers, you know, at the, you know, in the hospital, I could type. But when I trained at the VA, trying to access the health system was kind of tough. I mean, you got to learn how to navigate it. You got to be quick. Me, I love paper charts. I could write and I could move on. I could read what I want to, flip the pages, move on. You know, this clicking and accidentally deleting and you know, I don't know what I'm doing a lot of times with computers. It's very, very frustrating, extremely frustrating. That's why every time Facebook changes, I have such an issue with it. I'm like, please, just make it simple for us computer dummies like me. But, you know, here's the thing. We're going more techno. I guess that's the way it is. I'm still a little nervous about hackers. You know, I still want to make sure we can, you know, have protected safety by that. But you know what? If it helps the residents out and it makes their lives more cush, good. We need to attract more doctors. We need to attract more residents. Honestly, nobody wants to go to medicine anymore. Well, because they listen to you, Dr. Dahlia, complaining about Obamacare. Everybody's complaining about Obamacare. It's not just me. Okay, it's not just me. You can look. I'm sure in the funnies on Sunday comics, right? There's probably something about Obamacare. So they're not getting it from me. And when I have medical students, I do. I teach medical students. They come to my office. They round. They see patients with me. Absolutely. And I don't tell them to leave medical school, you know. But I tell them how to navigate. There's some pretty treacherous waters in medical school. Really, really. So why do you think I'm sitting here now in a radio studio? I feel nice and safe. I got Kyle, right? GCN. It's so nice. No one's yelling at me. No one's arguing about a copay that they don't want to pay. It's nice. Nobody wants $100 tab. Easy. I like my life in the radio in the studio. Okay. So let's say you want to pay attention and make less errors. Well, another study came out. I don't know where these guys have the time or money to do this. Right? Where if you wear a lab coat, you will concentrate on your work and make less errors. You know what? I once was just so out of it because I was really tired that I put a second lab coat on my first one. I'm trying to wear two lab coats at the same time. Every now and then I walk around with two stethoscopes. You know, sometimes you just kind of go with the motion. But anyway, you know, if it'll make your students work, that's fine. Researchers say put on a white lab coat, normally associated with doctors and scientists, help you concentrate on your work and make fewer errors. Researchers at Northwestern University say that people associate the clothing with care, attentiveness, and therefore show heightened attention to tasks. I agree with that. When I first got my white lab coat, I thought I was the bomb, the diva of the hospital. Looked all kind of cute. I wore it with a skirt and some heels. Yeah, after hour 12, I ditched the heels and went to scrubs. That was it for that. But it's true, you know, especially if it's crisp. But if it's kind of a worn-out lab coat, no, it's going to be comfortable. These lab coats, they get kind of comfortable. You got the pockets. You start stuffing stuff in your pockets, but then your pen leaks. So you have a black pen that leaks all over the pocket. It looks like you're lactating ink. It's horrible. All right. So anyway, the researchers studied this. I don't know. If your kids don't want to do their homework, stick them in a white coat. All right. When we come back, more news on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
These are strange days indeed, from economic turmoil to weather-related events and, yes, even power outages. Hi, everybody. Jason Lewis here. Let me tell you why I use WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com provides the most affordable and complete ready-made meals for emergency preparedness and outdoor use. Their entrees like pasta Alfredo, savory stroganoff, and apple cinnamon cereal carry a 25-year shelf life and are prepared in minutes simply by adding water. They even provide great-tasting a la carte items like freeze-dried fruits, vegetables, and desserts to ensure that you have more nutrition and energy when you need it most. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample and see for yourself why they are the best in the business. For a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 1-855-FOODWISE and be sure to mention the promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Be wise and be ready with WiseFoodStorage.com.
Have you ever seen a U.S. postage stamp featuring Abraham Lincoln, Ben Franklin, or George Washington? If you're into stamp collecting, you know it's a fun, affordable hobby. America's leading stamp dealer is the Mystic Stamp Company, and they want you to have their free 140-page color catalog. Go to mysticstampad.com, the website of the Mystic Stamp Company, serving stamp collectors since 1923. Mystic Stamp is well known in the industry for its experience, superior customer service, and an A+ rating with the Better Business Bureau. Go to MYSTICstampAD.com to request your free 140-page U.S. stamp color catalog packed with collecting tips, special offers, color photos, and over 4,600 available stamps. Call 800-433-7811 or go to MysticStampAd.com. That's 800-433-7811 and ask for your free U.S. stamp catalog or MysticStampAd.com. Mystic Stamp Company, America's leading stamp dealer.
Attention! Information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
What is the most abundant resource on Earth? Water. It's essential for sustaining life, but it's not always the most available. When disaster strikes, water quickly vanishes from store shelves, like it did during 9/11, Katrina, Japan, and in Joplin. 3 days without water and your body begins to shut down. Don't risk being without an abundant supply of water when the next disaster hits. Get a FlowJack hand well pump. The affordable FlowJack drops right into almost any well and is easy to install without having to remove the existing pump, giving you immediate access to plenty of cool, clean water. You could risk your family's health on a limited supply of stored water, or you could be prepared with the reliable, affordable FlowJack backup hand pump kit, delivered to your door for only $3.99 complete. See how it works at FlowJack.com, spelled FlowJack.com. Be sure to spell FlowJack.com or call 855-4-FLOWJACK. That's 855-435-6525. Proudly made in America. FlowJack hand well pumps. Peace of mind in a box.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off of your teeth both as a vapor and as particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 10 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Do this. This is the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, interesting stuff here, guys. Chlamydia. We were talking about gonorrhea and super gonorrhea, and that gonorrhea has been resistant to many of the newer antibiotics, and so it is getting a little harder to treat this super resistant gonorrhea. But remember, gonorrhea and chlamydia go hand in hand. So what happened to chlamydia? Well, now chlamydia is in the news. So, and remember, chlamydia is still technically the most common sexual infection. You know, if you ever get tested on this in medical school, we always, you know, a lot of students are like HIV or it's herpes or it's, no, it's chlamydia. Gonorrhea. No, it's not gonorrhea. The number one STD, the most common, is chlamydia. I think we treated two today in the office. Still, it's extremely, extremely common. But keep in mind, chlamydia has been around for how long now? And we've been using antibiotics for how long? Chlamydia trachomatis, and it is starting to get smart. Researchers from the Wellcome Trust Sanger Institute found that if two strains of the disease infect the same host, they are able to exchange DNA and create an entirely new strain. So we are now making super strains of chlamydia. They say this could even happen if strains are in different parts of the body. Now, it's interesting because chlamydia can also cause a pneumonia. So I'm wondering if they're talking about the pneumonia chlamydia and the STD chlamydia, if they could exchange DNA. That's kind of interesting stuff here. Scientists recently discovered that if two chlamydia strains co-infect the same person at the same time, they swap the DNA by a process called recombination. All right, and so well, what do we do with that? So if patient tests positive again after antibiotic treatment, it is not known if the drugs have failed or if they picked up a second infection. So this is what I would tell you guys to do. Okay, condom, 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 condom. All right. You know, there's an African chlamydia that causes blindness, people. Really. You know, I know people are like, well, who cares if I get the clap? I could take an antibiotic. It was worth it. No, it's not. Have you guys ever seen disseminated chlamydia or disseminated gonorrhea? Have you ever seen that? Hits the joints. And keep in mind also, if you have one STD, it's very easy to transmit another STD. So there could be a little HIV with that. There could be a little syphilis with that. You guys really, really, really need to protect yourselves. This is ridiculous. You know, I mean, in fact, it's right now at the point where, you know, with girls, we just screen everybody under age 25, 26. We just screen everybody because, I mean, we want to make sure they're not carrying it. A lot of times you carry this stuff and you just don't know. You have absolutely no idea. You just carry it and, you know. So, you know, make your mommies proud. All right, well, speaking about mommies, this is kind of a cute study. All right, they say moms pass on an average of 41 pearls of wisdom to their kids. And it's kind of cool. You know, they looked at a study of 2,000 adults. And, you know, a lot of times, if you really think about this, these are kind of the same things most of us mommies teach us. I mean, I try to teach you guys this on the show, but no one listens. But, you know, hopefully you got it from your mommy. Okay, so number one, always try your best. Right? You know, like I never yelled at the kids for doing bad in school, but try. Now, if you didn't try, yeah, you're in trouble. But if, you know, you tried your best, that's the best you could do. If you don't know your Pythagorean theorems, you don't know your Pythagorean theorems, but try. Another thing mom teaches us, if you can't say something nice, don't say anything at all. Now, my mom violated this rule when I grew up. And I was like, nah, 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 but you know what? That's what you told me. Get an education. No one can take that away from you. Okay? Eat with your mouth closed. Yeah, I was always told, shut up and eat. Nobody said eat with your mouth closed. It was shut up and eat, Dolly. Dolly, shut up and eat. Like, fine. I want to tell you about my day. Shut up and eat. If you don't ask, you don't get. It's another thing our mommies have taught us. Never spend money you don't have. Again, another great pearl of wisdom. Okay, do we listen? No. Credit cards. How many credit cards do we have, right? Credit cards. No, don't listen to our mommy about that one. But also think about it. I mean, that was our parents' age. You just don't buy something that you can't. You just don't want to owe anybody. Now, we don't own anything. All we do is, oh, we owe the bank and another bank, right? Nobody owns their cars anymore. Nobody owns their, you know, well, I mean, you know, yeah, some people do. I tried to, but it was really clunker. It just wasn't worth putting money into it. But, you know, we don't own our home. We don't own our car. People don't own things. You know, I mean, even the education was borrowed, right? I mean, I own my degree, thank God. But, I mean, I borrowed money to go to school, you know? So, yeah, of course I paid them back. I pay the government. I pay my taxes. Well, that's the one thing we owe, taxes, okay? And we own those, too, don't we? All right, never spend money you don't have. Never take sweets from strangers, right? Moms have taught us to smile. Moms have always said never swim on a full stomach. You know, I've never found, though, true medical studies saying you can't do that. I mean, kids have jumped back into the pool all the time, back into the lake. All right, you know, what it's supposed to wait 30 minutes. Now, here's the thing. You do not want to do full-blown activity after you've eaten. I mean, that does make some sense. You want the stomach to digest it, but keep in mind, it takes hours to digest the food, right? It takes hours because it goes into the small. It could take days. Right? Small intestine has to absorb it, etc. So, will food leave the stomach in 30 minutes? No. Usually food leaves within 30 minutes to 2 hours. So, telling your kid not to swim or jump in the pool, you know, it's a moot point. You don't really solve anything that way. But, if you think the kid is going to be a thrower-upper, or if you have the type of kid that duties after he eats, I agree. Get him out of the pool. Moms always say, treat people with respect. Yeah, it's always nice. Always nice. Always wear clean underwear. Your gynecologist tells you that too. Yeah, but mom, we first heard it from our moms. You never get something for nothing. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. That's good. Well, you get good medical advice from Dr. Dahlia. It's not nothing. We get a migraine for it. Okay, fine. I want never gets. Oh, that's an interesting statement. I want never gets. All right. Moms also teach us save money aside for a rainy day. I never understood that as a kid because I grew up in Phoenix and it hardly rains except monsoon. And I'm like, what do I need the money for when it rains? Umbrella? I never understood that. That's what my mom told me. That's an expression. Treat others how you wish to be treated yourself. Yeah, do you guys see how nice I am to Kyle? Kyle was working the dial tonight. I am so sweet. Because Kyle treats me so nice. But if I was mean to Kyle, he'd be putting sounds like, you know, throughout my whole show. So I'm very, very nice to Kyle. Okay? There's no such word as can't. That's right. You know? There's no such, you know, I mean, when I was in medical school, I was like, there's no way I could do this. I can't do it. And that's what our friends would say. They're right. You're right. You can't do it. That's why I'm doing it. See ya. And I'm like, okay, no, I can do it. I think I can. Practice makes perfect. We all remember that one. Mind your P's and Q's. I don't know what that means. Mind your P's and Q's. Like mind your own business. I don't know what that means. Never stare at people because it's rude. Watching too much TV will make your eyes go cross-eyed. No. There's another thing you do that makes your eyes cross-eyed. But eye strain. I think eye strain, that could be an issue. And then, of course, mommy knows best. Right? Mommy does know best. All right. Now, also, moms will also tell us to look after your pennies, and the pennies will look after you. That's interesting. Be true to yourself. Always eat breakfast. I give that advice on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Why doesn't somebody print up that? Always eat breakfast. You only get out of life what you put into it. Yeah, I guess that's true. Never drink. Well, you know what? We put a lot of taxes. We don't get that. Never drink on an empty stomach. Oh, yeah. Tell college kids that. I know. We were too poor, we didn't have money to buy, you know, a lot of alcohol, so one drink had to work. So we'd starve all day so that one drink would give you the buzz. Very dangerous. Never leave the house with wet hair. Look up things you don't know the answer to. Never go to bed on an argument. Receive compliments gracefully. You know, as a little kid, they go, oh, you're pretty. And I'm like, I know. And my mom would be like, really? Really? Oh, I didn't know. For those of you listening, I see you calling in 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Oh, I hope we have time for a call. We're coming up on the end. Let's say, don't eat cheese before you go to bed. Again, for lactose intolerant people, always hold the door open. Never give up. All right. Thank you, guys. Sorry I didn't get your calls, but please call in tomorrow. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. And you all be safe. Have a great rest of the night home. Rest of the night.
Registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs ensures he gets the best use of his mineral supplements by using Youngevity's Ultimate Enzymes.
If you start a nutritional supplement program and you find that you get loose stools more than you get any benefits from the supplements, there's a good chance that you're not absorbing the minerals. Now, here's the thing about minerals and mineral absorption. You need to have a functioning fat system. You need to have functioning bile. You need to have a well-functioning liver and a well-functioning gallbladder in order to get the benefits from nutritional supplements with minerals. It's very common that as we get older, we don't absorb fats, we don't utilize fats, and then you won't be utilizing or absorbing minerals either. I would be getting on the Ultimate Enzymes from Youngevity. I'd be making sure I was taking it with all my meals.
To get optimal use of your nutritional supplements, order Ultimate Enzymes from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.